Welcome to Pop Culture
Right.
Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. Welcome, everybody. We're finally back to full strength. All of us are here. Some of us are mainly here in spirit, but welcome, Jeremy. And I don't know if we want to have Justin talk, but Justin is here. Justin?
Yep, I can be the spirit.
So I was gifted this week.
Nice. Why?
I was over at my parents' house, and apparently they went and saw a movie, and this was the cups they had. And they were like, "Does your wife collect cups?" I was like, "No, but this will be really funny to continue the joke that we've got going for the last few weeks that I've become a Swiftie." So I now have a Taylor Swift Eras Tour cup. Yes.
Sacred Swiftie, man.
So much like
I'll
you
pretend
became
I
a.
listened to last week and I know what's going on.
Well, this has been going on for a
Or,
couple weeks,
okay, I'll
but.
pretend I listened to the last couple weeks. We had this talk at the Super Bowl. Did we? That was so long ago. That was months ago.
That's when I think, I don't know if the joke started before then, but that's when they definitely started for real that I was accused of being a Swiftie. So
I guess I kind of do remember that. Yeah.
that's also why one of the last episodes was called Secret Swiftie. So anyway, this week the season finale of We Are Family. And those of you who have been listening, or those of you who are new, I was a contestant on We Are Family for three episodes. So I figured let's talk some, because I couldn't talk about it for a long time. This you guys have known about some of it. Obviously, I couldn't tell you everything. Let's what kind of behind the scenes things do you guys want to know, or where do you want to start with this whole thing? Like, what do you?
You go for it. Just
Okay.
start from the
Yeah,
wherever you think is the most interesting. I was gonna say
Okay.
the whole process.
The whole process started about a year and a half ago, where I got so because of PCR, I've involved us in a bunch of Facebook pop culture groups, and one of them was like, "Hey, they're casting for a pop culture guru show," and I was like, "All right, I can, play along. I'll pretend to be a pop culture guru." And so I put my name in, and they contacted me. They called me and they wanted to interview me. So I did a Zoom interview with a lady, and she just like rapid fired out trivia questions. So I thought I was going to be involved in a pop culture like Jeopardy style game or something, like, I don't know, The Floor that just finished it, a trivia style game. And then I didn't hear from them for like 6 8 months, so I thought, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So they looked at me and were like, that guy's old and he's boring. So
That's what.
so I was like, okay, they clearly don't want anything to do with me. And then they contacted me back, and they're like, "Hey, are you we this the show kind of fell apart, but now it's back together. Are you still interested?" "Why, yes, I am." But then they didn't re-interview me, but they wanted to do a different type of interview where they did a different style of game. And this is when I think I should have realized something different was happening, but I didn't, because I didn't ask enough questions. But I still didn't know until I got there that this was a music show. Well, I guess that's not entirely true. I didn't know until after I had already like accepted being on the show that it was a music, but like still, like, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. So when I finally got oh man, the whole thing was just stress after stress, because I didn't know. I knew they kept telling me, plan on being here from this date to this date, but nothing's official yet. So like Thursday, Friday of the week before, they were still like, just hold on, hold on, hold on. And then Friday, like I think Friday, they were like, you're in. We'll tell you Monday. You plan on being here on Wednesday. We'll tell you Monday at 4:30 on Monday. So because I leave work at 4, I get home a little before 4:30, and it was basically right as I was pulling into the house, I got an email with my flight information. And I left. Yeah. So talk about being a little stressed. So I didn't know until Monday afternoon that I was leaving for 2.5 weeks on Wednesday. And I went down to Atlanta.
That ends with the wife.
Well, I mean,
I leave in 2 days.
I mean, it's not like we knew the possible dates, so we were able to plan for it. But it was just like, we didn't know for a fact, like, that I was in, like, because they kept saying, you're in, but not officially. Like, they were very vague about the whole. I get down to Atlanta, and I think this is when I should have realized that something weird was happening, because they were very clear about not talking to anybody. And, like, you know, because you're not supposed to let people know that's why you're there. So I didn't know until, like, later on that day, on that Wednesday or the that next day, Thursday, that there was another hotel that I was in, the other hotel.
What, when you got there, was someone like waiting for you at the airport, or how'd you figure out where to go?
No,
all just in the email.
They had sent me the email. And they had told me a code to use Uber so that they would charge their account for the Uber ride from the hotel or from the airport to the hotel.
Would you like to share the code for the listeners?
No, I would not. Plus, they've already taken that code away. Also, there were some people who maybe got charged because they were overusing the code in the 2 weeks that they were there.
May have been charged, or were they actually charged?
I don't know for a fact. There was some threats, but so actually I had told my mom that I was interviewing for this, and like I was telling her about the background check, and she was pretty convinced that somebody was just trying to steal my identity. Because
typical mom.
The background check was super intense. Like it was, I feel like the background check was like more intense than it is to get like some jobs. Like they were asking me like super like invasive questions about like any activity I might have done online, any sort of maybe OnlyFans account I might have, or any sort of behavior along that. Like it was just like they were.
What?
Yeah. Well, I was like, no, I've never done any of that. I mean, come look at me. No one wants to see that. I'm not Jeremy.
Please.
Best looking of the three.
But yeah, I mean that was super, like they wanted three friends that were like that I've known for like over a certain amount of years. So like I had to contact people like I had to contact people that I should talk to more often, but I'm a horrible friend. And tell them like,
it's relatable.
So like I had to contact some people and be like, listen, I had to put you down as a background check. I don't know if no one ever told me that they called them or not. They were like the background. So I was telling my mom and she's like, I'm pretty sure they're just trying to steal your background. They wanted, cause they wanted your social, they wanted addresses. They wanted like any aliases you've ever known, any used, like your criminal history, like all sorts. Yes.
It's your mic.
Starting to hear that static that he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll just raise my hand because I'm gonna shit.
Okay.
Yes.
Catch us chime in here, but we're getting some static.
Okay. All right. I will have to begin.
Barry, we have a ghost. What the hell? How'd you end up on the bottom of my screen?
Oh. Ooh. You just went to the top of the screen. What the heck? All right. Anyway. But yeah, so like she was like, and I'm like, no, because the people I interviewed had IMDb and LinkedIn. So like I knew they were real. Like they were real people. Like they were.
Yes. Just still a little rocky with the audio.
How about now?
That's good.
Okay. All right, then. Let's hope that doesn't cause some problems with the editing. But all right. Okay.
So and resume.
All right. Anyway, so it I'm is.
Lower my hand.
Oh. So you know how to move yourself around on the screen. All right, that's fun. But yeah, so I got down to the hotel and like, I don't know anybody. I mean, I used to live in Atlanta, but the section of Atlanta that we went to looked nothing like that when I lived there. Like it was, I mean, that town was, you know, that part of the town was like just a strip with some stores and like not like very little. There's now some big hotels, big restaurants. And it's like a major thoroughfare. Like it is massively different than like, well, I mean, I left in 2000. So it was like 24 years ago, or I guess when I was there 23 years ago. The studio that we were at is the same studio they filmed Lego Masters and Snake Oil and a bunch of other stuff, but
I watched a couple of both of those shows.
yeah, but not the one that I was at. You know, the guy you've known for
Nope.
14, 15 years.
I didn't know I would know David Spade that long.
You've never met him.
I grew up watching him.
Well, you grew up watching him, but that doesn't mean you know him, because if you knew him, we would have had him on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe not.
Jeremy, have you watched the show that I was on?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay.
I didn't see every one of them yet, but I watched most of yours.
Here's the secret. I've not watched all the episodes of the show I was on either. I watched the three that I was on, but you know, a handful of others, but you know. I honestly, well, you know, I've already said it. Like, I thought I was interviewing for a different show. The people who did We Are Family also did The Floor, because I saw a bunch of the names of people that I met in Atlanta on the credits for The Floor. So they were the same casting company, the same production company. So I don't know if they were casting both groups at the same time, and they were just trying to decide who would be better on what show.
That's what I was just thinking. Maybe it was like originally for The Floor.
Yeah.
But they were full, which is why they're like, hey, would you be interested in this?
Possibly. I think part of the other problem was that my understanding of it is that they filmed The Floor in Ireland. And
really?
My pat, yeah, which is so weird. Like, why would you take 81 people and possibly some alternate to Ireland for 2 weeks when you could film it in LA or Atlanta or any other US city?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it had to be cheaper to fly people to like another studio in Atlanta.
Right. It has to.
Right. You know, but we all thought we were going to meet Jamie Foxx, because when we found out the name of the show, every one of us Googled it. Mm-hmm. And it said that Jamie Foxx was supposed to be the host. But as we know, he got sick last year. And then I think because of that, he was doing like some of his movies and other stuff got pushed back. So I think he had to drop out. They never specifically said for certain. So just speculation on my part. But we didn't know until, so Thursday we all went to the set for like fittings, but we didn't get to see the set. We just got to see like the green room, the warehouse that we all had to sit in. So like I kind of got to meet some people, but we were still trying to feel each other out, like who's who. Like, and then that Thursday is when I figured out that there was a group of us in one hotel and a much larger group in the other.
You're allowed to say all this stuff?
I don't think they can stop me from saying it now that
okay.
they're there.
Okay.
That, and like, there's nothing, like, I'm not giving any secrets away.
Sure. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I, if they contact me, maybe only a handful of people will get to listen to this episode. Who knows? Like, but plus, there's nothing about that I'm saying at this point that like changes the outcome of the show.
Right. Right. You know? Yeah.
Because everything, it's very clear how they run the show. So the concept of the show is there's 100 contestants. One person wins that episode, and then that person is gone, but it stays at 100. So clearly there was more of us that were just sitting around doing nothing, because this is when I found out I was an alternate a couple seconds before we went in for the first dress rehearsal. This is also when I found out that I should have known I was an alternate the first day I was there, when I was at the other hotel instead of the main hotel. But having never been involved in a game show, I didn't know that. So there was 13 of us over in the other hotel that were, I guess, actually 12, because one of the alternates was over at the other hotel. But we kind of became very close over those couple weeks. But like trauma bonding, I believe, is what we called it. we started calling ourselves the Island of Misfit Toys, but by the end, we just called ourselves the True Crew, because we were at the True Hotel. Mm. Real, real imaginative group we were that came up with that name.
Yeah.
I really, really thought that one out. You know, but I mean, I got really close with those guys. I mean, I don't know if you, I know one of you maybe possibly listened to the episode, but some of the guy who gave us the theme song, Nick, was part of the alternates. The guy who has been on was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Tim, who was on the show, like he was an alternate. You know, so basically, well, any of the people from the game show that I've had on were alternate, because I didn't get a chance to really talk to any of the actual contestants, because I was only on three episodes. So I was only on set for, other than the rehearsal day, two of the days that we recorded.
Hmm.
So, it, I mean, it was an experience. I would love to do another game show, but I would not probably sign up for a 2 week game show. Like, I mean, if they told me I was going to be away from the house for a couple weeks again, I'd probably turn it down. But if it was more like Jeopardy, where they're like, you come in, you're here for a couple days, and then you're gone, you know, or, you know, come in. If you lose that episode, you're gone, you know, the same day, you know.
Yeah,
like a weekend trip.
Yeah, like a weekend trip, but 2.5 weeks away from home. It's the longest I've ever been away from my wife since her and I got together. Longest I've been away from my house, you know, my dogs. Like it was hard. It was rough. And being that I was kind of isolated away from the main group of people, like there was a lot of really dark days. I did get to go see a Braves game, so I've been to three different Braves stadiums now. Because when I first moved to Atlanta, they had Fulton County Stadium. By the time I left, they had moved over to Turner Field, and then this time I was down there with Truist Park. So, which is interesting because I don't
Did
really
they
like the Braves.
play at County Stadium in Milwaukee?
When they were the Milwaukee Braves, maybe. I don't know. You're more of the Brewer fan. You would have to tell me that. I mean, not. I know I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Could be.
So.
Yeah, they played at Milwaukee Braves, played at County Stadium.
But by the time I moved to Milwaukee, that you guys were already playing in Miller Park. So I County Stadium was gone by the time I'm here.
All right, I've been to one Braves stadium.
It was interesting being behind the scenes and seeing, like, actually being on the set and seeing how the game show works. I mean, the days that I was on set for both the days I was there, they were like 14 to 16 hour days to record 2 1-hour episodes. Like it was long.
Damn.
Like it was, there's so much sitting around doing nothing, standing around just waiting. Like it was, it's, I have a new appreciation for when I watch game shows. Well, because I was watching The Floor. And like there are some times where like one of the contestants would freeze and like lose like 10 seconds because like they forgot what they were doing or they were just shut down. And it's like, I get it. The amount of shit that I've gotten from not as well, you two, not so much, but my wife and some of the people I do with the other stuff about missing the Candace Cameron Bure question is astounding. I mean, I have no, I choked. I mean, flat out, it was the last day, the last episode. I know because they've aired the episodes out of order. They did not air them in the order that they filmed. But that was the last episode we filmed, and I knew I needed to get at least one right to go over a certain amount. And so I was putting a lot of pressure on myself. You know, it was the last, we were going home the next day. We had been on set for like 9 or 10 hours at that point. Like it was just, I was fried. I was just done. So I get it now. I get why when I watch a show, when people just lock up or say stupid things, it's like, oh, like I get it. Like,
Yeah, interesting.
They're not just a complete moron.
Right, right.
How did you not know
What
that?
the fuck?
Well, to be fair, when I was watching The Floor, one of the categories was country music, which I would have been terrible at because I don't know a lot of country music. But one of the two people who were battling on the country music question, they showed a picture of Garth Brooks and like she was like pass.
So maybe she was a moron.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'd love to give you credit, you know, like. I'm gonna start giving game show people a lot more leeway that maybe they're, you know, but it's like, come on, like I hate country music, but I know who Garth Brooks is.
Yeah, it's pretty iconic figure.
Yeah, it'd be, yeah, it's, you know, and it's not like if somebody showed a picture of like, I don't know, who's somebody new, like a newer artist that just like,
We can barely name him.
Dustin.
well, I will give you a real example.
Something.
I will give you an example from We Are Family.
Okay.
What episode was it? Where's my phone? Okay. It was one of the three episodes that I was on. Okay, so it was the last day. It was the third episode they aired. It was after I missed Candace Cameron Bure. The lady that came out next was Lauren Alaina. Apparently she's pretty popular in country music, but only seven people in the room got her right.
Right.
So
Yeah, that's a tough one.
seven out of 100. So like
They
that one's
just
a little
they put
harder.
her picture up on the screen. Who is this?
Right. Yeah. I still don't know who Lauren Alaina. I mean, I was pretty excited to have been in the room for Candace Cameron Bure, because you know, the young 80s kid in me who watched the you know, that show. Like, I'm mad at myself for getting it wrong. Because if you go back and you watch that episode, you see the clues. I'm an idiot, straight up. Like, there's no excuse for missing that one. But I don't feel bad about missing the Lauren Elena one because only seven people knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
The other episode I was on, Tiffany Haddish. Yeah, no, I got that one wrong. But that's because, like, she's not for me. Like, I don't find her funny. Like, I'm not. So I don't know her body of work. The next person, however, Tebby Gibson, I 100% got right. Because the 80s kid in me had a bigger crush on Tiffany. But Debbie Gibson was definitely part of that. Like, you know, like I was in middle school when those two were huge, or beginning of middle school, went towards the end of their, you know, run of the 80s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, being in the room for Debbie Gibson was awesome.
That's awesome.
I wasn't there for who was I was not in the room for. Let's see, starting with the first episode, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. Which, whatever. Joel McHale, which I was kind of mad about. And this is funny.
That would have been awesome.
Joel McHale was the celebrity behind the sphere on the very first episode that they aired. And a bunch of people were messaging me like, how did so many people get him wrong? Like, how did they? And I was like, just wait, because there's something I can't tell you about that's only going to make it even dumber that many people missed it. So he actually hosted two episodes. Don't know why. Still don't know. Why Anthony Anderson wasn't there. It was like a Wednesday taping, and he was Joel McHale hosted both episodes. They never told us why, or why he were, if it was part of the deal, or Anthony Anderson had to go film a movie, or they never said it. They never told us. He was the secret celebrity the day after he hosted. So he had spent the entire day on set with everybody who was there, and then was the secret celebrity the next day.
Jeez.
Now, I will say that a lot of people got it wrong because they said there's no way he spent the entire day with us yesterday and they put him in the sphere today.
Right.
So they were like, they can't. But, you know, there was a lot of people who still just were like, got it wrong. Like,
do you remember the clues for that one?
No, I don't. I know, like, one of them was like a bowl of soup.
Okay.
One of them was like a picture of like a raccoon.
What's that supposed to represent?
That new show he's on, Animal Control.
Oh, okay, sure.
One of them was like a skyline of Seattle, because Seattle. And then they had something with Community, but it wasn't like an obvious. Like, there was a couple other, you know, but there was some, like, and the other thing I will tell you is that watching the episodes on TV, you can hear the celebrities way better on TV than we could hear them in the room.
Mm.
Like, you could hear them, but not, like, enough to know, like, male, female, and some of them you were kind of like, I know that voice, where do I know it from? But not as like, because I was watching it, and like, as soon as you heard him start singing on that episode, I was like, well, that's Joel McHale. Like that, his voice is obvious. It wasn't that obvious. Then JoJo Siwa and Carney Wilson, not upset about either one of those. I mean, well, I guess Nikki, because then they're the final celebrity, only one person got to guess, Nikki Glaser. But, you know, that's, I mean, I don't really, I mean, I know of her, but like, I've never really been that much of a fan.
Yeah.
But like, what were the clues for her? Like, one of them was, it was something like, they showed a picture of a glazed donut, and then they showed a picture of like a Nick or some sort of famous Nick or Nicholas, or, you know, so it's kind of like basically like Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. You don't know her from anything, so you have to do some wordplay for her name.
Yeah. Cam Newton was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was funny, because they always ask whoever's going to be the final guesser, the star player of the round, like, who don't you want to be in the sphere? And several of them were like, sports. I don't want sports. And every time they said it, it was a sports player in the sphere. So the girl who was the star player for that one was like, I don't want sports. And like, Cam Newton was back there, so she got it wrong, unfortunately.
Nice.
Then we already talked about that one. Oh, Jay Farrell was the final celebrity on that episode. He did like a little 5-minute like set that they obviously didn't air, because there was a lot of stuff they didn't air, because Anthony Anderson and his mama could get a little not Fox Network friendly.
That's awesome.
So we got to hear them say some stuff that we're like, well, that's not making the air. So Tiffany Haddish, Debbie Gibson, Tamar Braxton, which, to be fair, I'm really glad I didn't make star player for that one, because like I know who Toni Braxton, and I think I was vaguely aware that she had sisters, but not any of their name.
It's tough.
Wasn't in the room for Terrell Owens, Pat Monahan, the lead singer of Train, and then Kyle Richard, who she was the little girl in Halloween, and now she's on like Real Housewives.
Jeez, that's impossible.
Yeah. All right, this episode I was on, and this episode I did very well on. The first celebrity was Andy Graham. One of the clues was an Andy's candy, like the, you know, the chocolate mint you get at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, okay. And then like, that was like the third clue. And this is why I wasn't star player. It was like the fifth clue where it was a picture of like a sports, like a report card. And one of the things on there was grammar. And I'm like, well, I saw Andy two clues ago and I see grammar. Andy Grammer.
Right.
Okay. You know. But the next one was Peter Frampton. I had that one right before the first clue ever came up, because his son came out and was like, oh, my famous relative wants you to feel how he feels and he really wants to come alive. And I'm like, oh, well,
yeah,
come on. Block that in, Peter Frampton. I was one of 18 people who got both right.
Nice.
So I was in the running for star player on that episode. I have no idea how close I was, because it took me so long to get Andy Grammer. And then Snooki was the final celebrity for that one. Yeah, that's how I felt too. I mean, honestly, it's kind of how I felt about Tiffany Haddish as well. Snooki was the final celebrity of that episode. Her niece was the non-celebrity. Her niece was like a standard issue 12, 13-year-old girl. Snooki was wearing like 6-inch heels and still somewhat shorter than her knee. Snooki's fucking short.
Jeez. All that alcohol stunted her growth, I think.
4'8".
Yeah, 4'8". Yeah, that's at 6'1", if I had stood next to Snooki, I would have looked like a fucking giant. Like, well, I will put it, I will watch the episodes that I'm on. I'm in the middle, dead center, top row. There's a section, a big break, and then two more sections. And I'm dead center of right before there's a big break. So I've got two people standing next to me, or I got a bunch of people standing next to me, but two people in particular that I'm going to talk about. And then a giant break section before there gets to anybody else. So here I am, 6'1", 375. So, you know, I'm kind of big. Like, I get it. But they stuck me next to two women who were very short. So I looked even fucking bigger. Like, I looked like a fucking monster. I mean, both the girls were very nice. Joni was one of... No, not Joni. Honestly, I'm blanking on their names right now, and I apologize. Hopefully they're not listening and, like, angry at me for forgetting their names. If they are, I'm sorry. But, yeah, they were both very nice, but they were both very tiny. And I was like, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb. I did, you know, my 30 seconds of airtime. they cut. So I did interact with Anthony Anderson twice. Once with Debbie Gibson, where he was like, oh, what was, you know, how did you come? And I think they cut it because I was right. And I said that I was right, you know, because they cut to me and said, oh, what did you pick? I said, I put Debbie Gibson because this clue and this clue and this clue. Mm-hmm. And one of the clues was the name Tiffany with a boxing. And I was like that. I really clued in on that because they had the big, like, they were one of the first big, like, candy pop rivals. And I was like, oh, and then one of the other times he called on me, he was like, oh, what's your strategy? And I'm like, oh, I have a pop culture podcast. You know, I really, and he goes, oh, you know, so I know a lot of stuff, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, that strategy is not really working out for you. And I said, well, I've got 3 out of 4 right so far. So I think that's why that got cut, because they weren't airing the episodes in order. And it would have seemed really weird for me to say that, you know. That, and I was accused of having resting bitch face on my 30 seconds of airtime.
Who made those accusations?
My in-laws.
All right.
I disagreed. I said I didn't, but they said I did. And, well, I guess that's on record now.
I mean, if anything, I'd say it was like neutral.
Yes. And I think that's why I didn't get as much screen time as like my buddy Tim, who was jumping up and down and clapping and really enjoying himself. I'm not that guy. I warned them of that going into it, that I'm not an excitable person. Like, I don't get all hyped, and you know, I there might have been a few celebrities that come out that I would have been like, yeah. But for the most part, like when, like, you know, Tiffany Haddish is coming out, I'm just gonna be like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, it was funny because I'm pretty sure Tiffany Haddish was the first celebrity that came out when I was, and all that, it was amusing to me because I know how much Jess can't stand her. So it was very funny to me that one of the people that annoys my wife, and to a much lesser extent me, the most, was the first celebrity who came out of the sphere.
Yeah. So, that's great. Great start. Who would have been a celebrity that made you go like, yeah?
Weird Al.
Okay, yeah. It's a good one.
Well, and we'll get to them because I'm going down the list here of all the episodes. I wasn't in the room for Joey Fatone. I think a lot of people got that one right because he's, you know, he's Joey Fatone. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would have been excited about him now, you know, 10, 20 years ago, probably not. Like back when he was part of NSYNC. Yeah, whatever. But now that he's been part of TSD and like does stuff on the Practical Jokers, and I found out how funny he is. Like mm-hmm. he's funny. Like he's amused. The second celebrity, Justin would have probably lost it. Kenny Smith.
He's a Jet.
Kenny. Yeah, not a lot of people got that one right. And then the one that kind
of—he's
a, made
he's people, a basket was a basketball player.
Oh, then the one that kind of made people a little upset, Sarah Palin.
Oh,
I wasn't in the room for Niecy Nash.
How do you even spell that?
N-I-E-C-Y Nash. She was on Reno 911, and she was in Claws.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know who she is just because the name doesn't ring a bell. Like if you saw her, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
And then another one that Justin would have been super excited about, Dwight Howard.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And then one that a bunch of us were kind of scratching our heads going, who? French Montana?
You know, I just read something about that dude this past couple of days. He put out every single from his album, his new album on Spotify, like, or every song as a single. So there's like a million listings of like... all this shit from this dude, like, clogs the whole page up. Anyways.
Okay, yeah. Then another one that threw some people off, a lot of people, there was somebody named Luis Fonsi. Yeah, he's a singer from Puerto Rico. And then the one that really threw a lot of people off because of he kind of looks like somebody, that Dermot Mulroney came out. But a lot of people put Dylan McDermott down. Because those two guys kind of look alike and their names are kind of similar. Right. And then Chuck Liddell came.
That'd have been cool.
Then there was Peppa from Salt and Peppa.
Oh,
not like Peppa Pig.
Not Peppa Pig. No, not Peppa Pig.
How'd they pull that off?
And then this is the one that I think I might have been quite a bit more excited about, maybe more animated. And one of the ones that made me the angriest that I wasn't in the room for. Do you want to take a wild guess? Think about the history of pop culture roulette. Okay, well, Justin already knows. So.
We did discuss this one time off the air.
Okay, Melissa Joan Hart. I was so mad to find out that she was one of the secret celebrities, and I was back in the hotel watching Toxic Avenger, like an entire season in one day of Top Chef. Like, I'm sitting around doing nothing. Freaking Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah, and then the final celebrity was James Vanderbeek. But to make the Melissa Joan Hart thing even more painful, that was one of the two episodes that Joel McHale hosted. So I could have spent the day with Joel McHale and seen Melissa Joan Hart in person on the
tough.
No. I was
been animated.
I was back in the hotel watching Toxic Avenger 4 or 3 or whatever Toxic 2 by that day.
It'd be worse.
I don't regret doing it. There are things about it that I wish I could have known going into it. A lot of people who were on that made the 100, they were part of their original cast and they weren't alternates, asked, if you had known you were going to be an alternate, would you have still come? I don't know if I can answer that question even now. I mean, I'm glad I did because like I've made a couple of, you know, so a lot of the people who we, you know, we're calling ourselves, I still talk to part of a text chain that's never ending sometimes, but you know, it is, you know, I've got some really good friends and I've got a lot of, I can finally say I've been on a game show.
Yeah.
You know, I had 30 seconds of airtime on a Fox TV show, on a nationally broadcast TV show. Like, they're going to run reruns. I can watch them on Hulu right now and see myself on TV.
I mean, that's really cool. I they can't take that away. So I'm glad I did it, but I can't honestly say if I had known ahead of time that's what was going to happen, that I would have said yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an experience. I mean, I know I messaged or texted both of you a couple times while I was down there just talking about how, because at the time it was hard. You know, I'm, you know, looking back on it. And I think the further away I get from it, the more fondly I'm going to think about it. Because at the end of the day, I am glad I did. And we did get a really cool theme song out of it.
True. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it for sure.
Would either of you, what, all right, say if either of you had been on the show, who would you have wanted to sit behind? Like, who would have gotten, well, all right, there is one other celebrity would have gotten, and it probably would go for the Kevins.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Or Jason Mewes.
Yeah. But, all right, I could see possibly Jeremy getting a little more hyped into it. Justin, would you would have been in the same ballpark that I'm in, just been like, yep, yeah, I don't see you getting, you know.
Put Arnold in there. Maybe I'll get a little hyped. Stallone.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Who would you have wanted to see?
Oh, man. That's a really good question.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom probably. Brady. I mean, that's a great answer. Tom Brady. Either well, Tom Brady or Kevin.
I guess I have to add Taylor Swift.
Mel Brooks.
I could see him doing that like years ago. I don't know if he could do it.
Yeah.
The Mannings.
Yeah. I would have been pretty excited. And I also wonder, because it's the first season, like, I mean, there were some big names there, but not like superstar names. I do wonder if in the second season the caliber of people hiding behind the sphere isn't going to be a little, you know, I don't want to make, I'm not making fun of any of the people who were there, but let's be honest, like Kyle Richards is a bad choice, because there were a lot of guys and some girls that were really excited about the fact that Kyle Richards.
Wow.
I've never bothered to watch an episode of Real Housewives, so I don't, I don't like any of that reality TV garbage. I mean, it would have been cool to meet her, because I could have been like, you were in the first Halloween. I mean, you were also 8 or 6, so, you know, like, but she was in the, you know, she was in the first John Carpenter Halloween. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But like, that's the only reason I know who she is. And because we did that, you know, that whore through the decades, that's the only reason I knew that she was on Real Housewives, you know, because when I was doing all the research for that episode, I, you know, they were like, oh, this girl is now this. I was like, oh, and that stuck in my head as some sort of weird piece of trivia. So I guess, well, because 7 people, and I hate to keep bagging on Lauren Elena, and, you know, if she ever listens to this, I apologize. But she clearly doesn't have the celebrity following Taylor Swift does. Not that they'd ever get Taylor Swift to do a show like that, but like, I'm guessing.
I think they could get Shaq.
We are honestly, that was one of the names of people that we kept expecting to see them. There, because obviously when you got 100 people sitting in a room with nothing to do for multiple hours, we're going to talk.
Yeah.
So we're all guessing like who could possibly be there. Shaq was one that a lot of people were like, that guy's going to, because he says yes to a lot of stuff. And he's fun. Like, he's fun. Like as a player, I couldn't stand him. But as a retired player, he's great.
Well, you couldn't stand Shaq. I wish I had a voice for this.
You're one of those text-to-speech things.
Yeah.
I can just edit you straight out anyway. But yeah, he was one that people kept, you know, saying that, you know, there's a good chance that he'll show up. But yeah, you know, so I, you know, it'll be interesting. I don't know. I might watch an episode or two of if there is a second season. It got pretty good ratings, so most people seem to think that it's going to get a second season. I might watch an episode or two just to see what kind of changes they do and how different it is compared to the first season. But that's just not my type of show. It's not the kind of thing that I'm in. I'm much more trivia. It was interesting. Like I said, I mean, I know I'm keep repeating myself. But, you know, I would absolutely. I don't know if I would do that again, but I would love to do some other kind.
Like a 90s kind of nostalgia trivia?
Yes, like a 90s nostalgia, maybe somewhere in the Smashland family.
For sure.
So would either one of you have either even filled out an application to do this?
No.
Yeah, I think it would have been neat. I don't know. The 2 weeks is an awful long time. I'm with you on that. I would not have enjoyed that.
I think by the end of it, I was so done just being away from Jess and the puppy, sleeping in not my bed, that I was just ready. Like, yeah. I was 2.5 weeks doesn't sound like that long, And in the grand scheme of things, 2.5 weeks is nothing. It really drags in ways that, but I get to meet a magician and we had him on the show. Like, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to know about We Are Family?
What was their policy for, like, during downtime? Like, could you go on your phone and shit?
Oh, okay. So this is how you started your day if you were going to set. You went to the main hotel, went up to a room, and handed them your cell phone.
Oh, man.
And they put your phone in Ziploc bag or in a, they had a big wall of, those plastic slidey drawer containers.
Uh-huh.
And they put your phone in there and whatever number you had, like they wrote it down. And then you did not have your phone from like 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
When you got it. That's rough.
Yes. So when we were on set in between the first episode and the second episode, there was no scrolling on the internet, posting. Yeah, you were not allowed to have your phone on you.
That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. I understand why. They're obviously worried about, and people could have studied, but it made the days even longer. Like, you came to realize, like, maybe you rely on your phone a little bit too much. And I think that's honestly how a lot of us became even closer, because we weren't allowed to ignore each other by being on our phones.
Sure.
And like, we were sitting in a room where we were forced to talk to
people. Yeah,
it was kind of refreshing. Like, wow, this is how it used to be. Like, for the younger kids, like, one of the youngest contestant there was 18. Like, I think you had to be a minimum of 18. I was definitely not the contestant, but I was off. Like, there was a lot of people who were in. There was one guy who was 70, but then most of them were, there was some people. I mean, I definitely felt like I was on the other side.
Isn't that a terrible feeling to have?
Yeah, but I'm beginning to feel that way a lot more now. There's a shirt that I want to get that says, "When did all the old people start looking like me?" or when did I get the same age as all these old people? Now that I'm almost 46 and I'm going, man, back when I was in my 20s, I was like, man, 46. And now I'm 46. I'm like, it's not really that old, is it? Like,
The yardstick just keeps getting pushed forward. Well, it isn't, though. It isn't. By the time we get to our really old age, medical science is going to be super advanced. And we're going to be able to live well beyond anyone could ever imagine. I'm hoping like 150 at least for me.
Thank God, no.
I have so much to do.
I mean, the way my body's falling apart now at 46, I can't imagine what it's going to be like at 150.
Another 100 years.
I mean, that's true. You see like some of those people at like the Guinness Book, they just like, how do you even exist?
when I used to work at Walmart, like just seeing some of the people walking around that street.
Yeah. Crypt Keeper.
I did meet Mike TV from the first Willy Wonka.
Really?
The one with Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman named Paris Thielman was a contestant.
That's cool.
So I did get a brief moment to talk to him. And he did say that Gene Wilder
was
nice.
Glad to hear it.
But yeah, we were standing in line for food and I'm like, you're the guy that was Mike TV, right? Because somebody had told me. Because obviously, as an older man, he looks nothing like Mike T from the movie. And somebody's like, that's him, right? I was like, what? And I was back at the hotel where I could look it up. And I'm like, holy shit, that is him.
That's
cool. I did. I'm sure he was so tired of it when he started getting around that people were asking him. But he was a contestant. There was a lot of very interesting contestants. A lot of people who had been on other game shows. A lot of people who were very interesting. One of them had been a former Miss America pageant person. I did not get a chance. So I was watching one of the episodes last night that I hadn't watched yet. I was like, I don't even remember that. But when they were star player, I'm like, that's why. Because once you were star player, they sent you home the next day.
Oh.
So I wasn't on set for the first handful of days. So if you were star player on the first or second episode, like, you were gone. You showed up Wednesday. We recorded the first episodes on Monday. You were home by Tuesday. You weren't even gone a full week, So, some people were a little upset about it because they're like, oh man, I wanted to hang out, like do all the fun stuff. And then other people are like, I just want to be star player because I want to go.
That'd probably be my vote.
I don't even care about the money at this point. All right. Anything else? Any other questions?
Did you do any other sightseeing?
Not really, because I mean, I lived in Atlanta for 10 years,
Right,
so
that's true. I guess there's not really much to see.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do in Atlanta, and I should have gone to the aquarium on one of the off days, but there was a couple days in there that I was feeling too sorry about myself. I probably wasn't, but I tried. I did go out to eat with them, and I did. I like I said, I made you know, I got to be pretty close with some of the people in the alternate. That's where I met a 13%er.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So, and for those of you who don't know, shame on you. But secondly, 13% are female fans of Tell 'Em. There's a whole long joke. Anyway, I guess then, has anybody got anything else they want to talk about?
Oh, we had a squirrel running around in our house last night.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I guess
How did?
the chimney, like the guard got a hole in it somehow. Squirrel just like fell backwards into our chimney, got stuck. And so my dad got a net and we released the chute. There's like a trap that you have to release, and it missed the net and it just started running around the fucking house. It was terrifying. It was like Christmas vacation.
Well, at least you don't have a big dog.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, we didn't have any, I mean, we didn't have the foresight to like open any doors. So like we had to get around it and like open doors. I was freaking out, man.
I mean that
Thing was
well.
fucking, it was not the Lego house. It was like leaving sooty footprints all over the place. Yeah.
Did it tear up anything?
It didn't do any like real damage or anything. It just, it didn't, we managed to like get it out the back door pretty quick.
He's back telling his girlfriends, "You will never believe what happened.
Yeah.
I fell in this hole, and now there's these two giants just
Yeah,
chasing me."
him and all his buddies should bring us gifts. He saved his life. It was all sooty too. It was all black squirrel.
Oh,
It's gonna
poor
be off
guy.
and out in the wild, leaving a trail. I hope it's okay, but I was more concerned about our welfare once it was in the house. Anyways, that was like basically the most excitement. I didn't watch anything.
No, I did go see Anyone But You,
What's that?
that new Sweeney, Cole Powell, Glenn Powell
Okay.
wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
I've heard two rave reviews for Lisa Frankenstein.
I have gotten a pretty good Lisa Frankenstein from somebody I work with, so that might have to go on the.
Yeah, I really feel like there's something out. There had to have been something. I mean, it's been 3 weeks since I've been on. But there's just nothing's coming to me. I watch a lot of when I go I, like lay down at night. I watch YouTube and I watch a lot of clips of previous shows, segments of John Oliver. He's got some.
Yeah,
How about you, Justin? Want to power through and say some things you watched?
I've been sick since like Tuesday. I haven't really watched a whole lot.
Okay.
I'm buying stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to do an episode. But I guess then, if you are a squirrel who fell through a hole, you found yourself in a magical world of giants. Just remember, a stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last 2 decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.